You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Victor Garcia and Joe Maldonado, two of our students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. And first of all, our thanks to Victor, because Victor is not only a student and a minor, but also a veteran. So thank you for serving our country, Victor.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
And the reason that Victor and Joe are here is because they're part of Dr. Martina Meyer's class, and it's a small group communication. But they're doing something that's helping the community, and especially this time of year, it's very important. It's kind of sad in some ways, as we were discussing before, the fact that during holidays, during a certain time of tragedies, people come together, and then the rest of the year or the rest of the time, they kind of forget about it. But this is a special class that's coming together, and Victor and Joe are going to talk about the class and the project they're doing. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Louis.
Okay, let's start with the class. It's called Small Group Communication, and it's with Dr. Martina Meyer. And, of course, Dr. Meyer is not with us today. But you guys have been in the class. The semester is hard to believe. The semester is almost over. But tell us a little bit about the class and what you've learned and if you've gotten out of it, what you expected to get out of it.
Well, sir, the class is mostly to, I guess you would say, the dynamics and functions of small group and how people communicate within the small group and how, you know, the organization of that small group on with the task, you know, at hand and the synergy that it creates within the group to work together and accomplish that goal.
Now, as far as small group communication, a lot of people think, well, you know, we talk in small groups all the time, but sometimes it's more difficult to get that message across in a small group. The model is basically sender, receiver, but sometimes that there's noise in the middle, that message doesn't get across. But what have you guys learned as far as getting together in small group and organizing different things? As I mentioned, you guys have a special function that you're going to do during this holiday season. But tell us a little bit about how difficult is it to work together in a small group?
It's been working for us so far, I guess you could say.
What did Dr. Meyer tell you? Did she say, I want you guys to get into small groups and then just
she started off the semester saying that small group theory was for four.
It's a three to five group. I mean, in daily life, you see it every day. I mean, even with military, you know, when it breaks down to a platoon, it's, you know, three to five guys. So in the daily world, that's how we see how usually work really gets accomplished is by a small group. The way we work is we all have to set that same drive, that same goal, and then we have to work together. We have to time manage as a group. We have to work together as a group. And, you know, we have to adjust to everybody's, you know, certain lifestyle that they have. And I think that's what we learn is how to be able, you know, once we get into that maybe corporate world and when you're working with this smaller group of, you know, different factors, different, you know, differences in the background and how you're able to accomplish and bring together that group, you know, to setting aside those differences and making that work, that group work to accomplish what it is that is at hand.
I'm glad you brought up that point as far as making sure that that group accomplishes what it's supposed to do, because here it's a class, and of course we take it seriously, but as I mentioned at the top of the show, you are a veteran, and when you were in Iraq, correct?
Yes.
You were in Iraq, and you were out there, and everybody had a certain job they had to do, and if one person messes up the job or doesn't do it correctly, that could mean the life of everybody.
Exactly. You know, and it's serious over there, you know, to that point where, like you were saying, it jeopardizes the life of somebody. But here, you know, in the organizational world, the regular world, I mean, you know, a team of nurses, you know, they could have a patient come in. If they don't work together to help that doctor to save that patient, you know, if there's no organization, no communication within that team, then, you know, they could lose that patient. So it's like, you know, we see it every day, you know, usually on a daily basis. So it helps to, you know, get together, like I said, with that small group and have each person take that responsibility on their own part and, you know, hold their own lane, as they would say in the military, you know, and to, like I said, to eventually reach that goal.
There's always at least one person who kind of holds on to the everybody's coattails or doesn't want to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not that they don't want to do something, but sometimes they're not sure what they're doing, but they're almost embarrassed or afraid to ask. So they kind of like rely on somebody else. And then on the other side of that coin, there's somebody who is used to being a leader and they want to take the leadership role. And some people resent that because they'll go, well, you know, I want to help out.
That's Victor for us because actually we started off 5 people in our group, right? And we were fine. And then obviously Dr. Meyer's class is a very big class. So people started coming in late and we had to add some people to our group or people had to split, you know, had to accept an extra person to the group. So we got one person, but I mean so now we have 6, but it hasn't been really working out with that person. Victor, I don't know if you want to elaborate on that.
Well, one thing that we had been talking about when this project began was the incentive, if we needed to have an incentive. And people were bringing up the, you know, I want to pass this class and that's it. But you need, even though you want to pass the class, you have to have an incentive. And if you'd be able, I mean, I guess it's maybe your own personal pride, you know, to have. But, I mean, for me, it's just taking the class and finishing it, you know, whether you know, A, B, or C, I mean, I need to finish this class. Of course, I always strive for, you know, that standard of an A, but it also helps those people, like you were saying, sir, with the, you know, their problems, how to be able to cooperate and time manage themselves to make it work. I mean, we actually had I have the paper here, a contract, I guess, the community project charter that the group reps came up from the class. And this was a way that we said, listen, if you're signing, you're making a responsibility to take part in this action and put in your part. So that's one thing that, you know, I did like about this is that we, the group leaders, came up together and created this charter and kind of put a little bit of structure, more structure, and I guess you would say that an incentive for the class, you know, members.
And whether you're a group leader or not, and whether you go out and work in the corporate world or you don't, eventually you are going to be a group leader because if you get married, you have a family. If you're the head of a household, you know, you and your wife or your wife and your husband are going to have to, you know, be in charge of these children and make decisions that affect everybody. And in this, even in this project, I mean, if you guys don't follow through on this project, there are people out there who are depending on you.
Yes, yes, yes. And like, you know, the project that we decided to take on as a class was a drive to affect the families affected by the floods in San Elizario, is that where we're going to...
Socorro,
I believe.
That district over there.
And one thing that I saw with this was how to organize your way of being, I guess, individually, but also how a group comes together and sets that task, like I've said before, the goal, and how it then we organize, structure, and how it plays out throughout. I mean, you know, it has the beginning, the middle, and the end. And through the process, it's kind of hectic, maybe chaotic, if you would say, because you have all these different minds trying to put together an idea. And I guess that's another way this class is helping, is taking all these different ideas and putting them together to make that one, like we're putting together a drive, you know, get together everybody together.
Now, your group, because there are various groups in the class,
yes,
is doing a blanket drive. So, Joe, tell us how is that working? Do you guys go around house to house collecting blankets, or do you spread the word through flyers? You have a drop-off point. How does that work?
Yeah, see, well, first off, we started off with these flyers here that we have in front of us. We're trying to do is spread the word, obviously. We just started, this is what, our second week. So we're just trying to start off as soon as possible because, like you said, the semester is almost done. We only have like a month left. Our certain group of 6 people is doing the blanket drive and winter apparel. Another group in the class is doing canned foods. And then another group is doing toiletries, etc. You know, so we're all doing different things. What we're trying to do to get it out there is obviously post these flyers around here in campus or anywhere it's visible, the people, a lot of people can see it. Also, here at K-Tip, obviously, since I work here, you know, I thought that maybe everybody be able to, like, contribute whatever. I'm not asking for money or anything like that, but, you know, it'd be a nice PSA to read during the breaks or whatever people can come in and donate blankets and whatnot for those families out there in San Eli and Socorro. So it'd be okay there. Also through social media, obviously. Everybody's on social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, you know, anything, trying to post it on there. We, our other group members that can't be here today, but they've been doing a really good job, too, of collecting boxes and putting boxes where you can donate outside, I'd say, BP stations.
I would actually like to thank the Border Patrol station up there on Gateway South.
Okay.
They actually had a drive for us last week, and it was a good turnout to Officer Sines. He helped us out with that a lot. So I would like to thank him and the whole Border Patrol station out there. Thank you, guys. That was last week, like I said. This week, we'll be holding it at Edgemere Elementary, and that's right now. We're trying to get, like, certain spots, like Joe was saying, to get dropped off, and then as well a public one. And I guess the public one is going to be here at the UTEP campus. We're going to try to put one out there at the union and then as well in the communications department. I think we've already, Dr. Myers has fixed that with the head department. So, but yes, right now, I mean, like we said, this is our second week. And so we're trying to you know, get the word out a little bit more. Like I said, that was one of the things that when the class began is how the groups were going to create their own fundraisers and their own form of advertisement, and that's one way I know one of the teams has already did a fundraiser here at the soccer game. So that's another way that this class helped, was not only break it down to smaller groups from the larger class, but also how that group is going to work to deliver its part, and how their own each group is doing their own certain job that's going to come together at the end for help everybody out.
As far as deadline, do you have a deadline as to when people need to turn in their blankets by, or is there a contact number or an email address that they should call or use?
Yes, if anybody has any more, would like any more information, they could contact me. My email address is vagarcia6@miners.utep.edu. And as well, our other group member, her name is Claudia Abraham. It's CAABRAHAM, so CAA Abraham, @miners.utep.edu.
And, I mean, you can contact me, too, here if you want, because I work here. So, I mean, when I'm on air or when I'm not, you know, whatever, they can always call the station. They want to infer about the, you know, about the blanket drive and whatnot. They can always talk to me or leave a message or whatnot. I mean, as far as deadlines go, I guess it'd be towards the end of the semester, because that's when our class is done and over with. So, you know, that'll be our grade. We won't be able to.
Right now, it's still open. Sorry, sir. It's still open since the semester is going to carry till the 6th. The group reps actually met this past Monday, and we will be meeting up to actually finally put an end date. I believe we were going to try to push it towards that last week, and then during the finals week we were going to try to do this distribution.
And do you guys have, as far as a delivery option or a delivery date, are people going to come pick up, like you mentioned, Border Patrol station earlier, is a group, certain group, or somebody going to come to pick up all these things to deliver them?
Well, the groups have their own drive. Like we had ours at the Border Patrol. We went out there, delivered the boxes, and delivered the message. I gave the briefing to the officers there, and then we left the boxes there for the week, and then we picked it up at the end of the week. So it's pretty much which each group does on its own. Their own function is going to deliver their own goods, and right now, like I said, the group rep is gonna eventually give us all the information. We will, once we have all the stuff, and then we will go out and probably distribute to where we said we would go and distribute these materials.
All right, well, we'd like to thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Victor Garcia and Joe Maldonado with Dr. Martina Myers' class, and they're talking about a blanket drive and other drives that they're going to have as far as helping out the people in San Elisario and in Socorro. And if you have additional questions, you can call the communication department at 747-5129, or you can email Victor at vagarcia6@miners.utep.edu, or, as you know, Joe works here, Froggy. He's on the air. And what is your shift? What time?
Monday through Thursday, 4 to 7, and Saturdays from 3 to 6.
And again, that number is 747 5153. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, sir, for having us.
Folks on Campus is taped and produced at the KTB Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Dave Ramirez. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Folks on Campus. I'm Luis Sanz.